Well, greetings, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you today, Michelle?
I'm doing wonderful, Stephanie. Thank you for being on the other side, everyone. We have a special guest in the house today.
Woo! Who do we have?
We have Ade Merck. Ade, thank you for being on the show. We are excited to get to pick your brain when it comes to digital transformation. Thank you for being on the show. Tell us a bit about yourself and how you help our industry.
Well, thanks, both Michelle and Stephanie, for having me on the show, first of all. My background is, of course, from the hospitality industry, and I also worked in the service industry for most of my life. And also I'm certified in hospitality management. And the way I help hotels is to what we call digital transformation, which is a combination of working with people and technology in harmony. That's the key here, to work with in harmony, because there's so many challenges, so many settings with technology today that we have to overcome when it comes to hospitality and also serving our guests. So that's a short description of how I help and how I serve the hotels through my services that I provide for them.
Awesome. And let's break it down a little bit more for our viewers and listeners about digital transformation. So if I was someone just coming in to the hospitality industry and someone was talking about this digital transformation, how would you be able to describe it to them?
Well, digital transformation, as I said, is a combination of humans and technology. That is important for me, that because we have to make sure that the only way that we're going to get the technology to work properly is that we also have the human in place to work with that technology. So that is the key for me, that we want to make sure that the digital transformation, we get a little bit confused once we add the word digital into there. Because actually more important is the human aspect of it than the technology aspect. And we have to find identify the skills that currently exist and the skills that we need to develop for hotels to meet new demands, because we're seeing that in context with digital transformation today, we also see what we call digital disruption, which is that as a result, particularly of COVID, we saw that a lot of more people started to work from home, a lot of more people started to get used to working with the technology and also the tools that's available now, both from social media and mobile devices and applications, particularly. So the transformation is more about the mindset, actually, than the technology. Is to help the hotels work with the people so they can collaborate and work together to implement technology in a way that's not feel threatening for everybody involved. And that's important.
I love
that. That is such a great way to bring perspective to the topic. Ade, what would you say is the biggest challenge when trying to work with a brand and bringing in to the table, bringing up to the higher ups or those decision makers' attention, the human aspect is still so critical in the process. So what would you say is the biggest challenge when it comes to, you know, bridging that gap between we are implementing a digital solution that will potentially allow us to eliminate some positions, but then on the other hand, there is still a piece of the human aspect that is still important in the process. How do you bridge that gap? How do you help the decision makers understand that part as it being a critical aspect?
Well, that is an absolutely awesome question. Because that's the key, a lot of what you asked there, you're touching or the nailing the aspect of what I'm working on digital transformation, because what we see is that a lot of hotels, not hotels only, but in this aspect, we talk about hotels. When it comes to technology or digital, the word digital in this aspect is that they often present this as a change. And change is something that we typically see when people have a perception of change. What typically in the comes in or what that triggers in what I said in one mindset is typically first we see that there's fears, then we come to
of course
uncertainties, and then we come to doubts. And as a result of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, that leads to two things, which the first thing is the most common that we see is resistance. People will resist any type of change that you present to them, because what most hotels do, or not only hotels, this is brands in general also, but for this purpose, we talk about hotels, and they present this as a change that don't involve the people. They leave out the aspect of their employees to understand where is the real pain point. They just want to see the pain point from the customer perspective. Yeah, that is important. But we also need to see it from the employee and perspective. So what can help the employees to perform better, to meet the demands today that we're seeing? And that is so critical. That's why I'm working a lot in my transformation process with the mindset. Because it starts like I start with something simple as gratitude. It's the simplest thing that you can start with in a day, which has nothing to do with digital at all. But it's all about beginning to change that mindset to get them into it. Because we want to move from the change process over to the transformation process.
Right.
The transformation, they are focused on joy. Of course, that's going to be important. And then you will focus on that. They have to have faith in the system that you presented. But it needs to be some clarity so you can encourage cooperation. And if you do it correctly, you will actually have achieved voluntary collaboration or cooperation, which is key. So you won't not only work with your employees, but you work with your customers, you want to work with the community. That is important.
I love it. I mean, there's so many times on our episodes that we've talked about in certain departments how they may have a new technology and the employees would actually do extra steps just to avoid having to utilize the technology. And that many times it is because they didn't have that foundation of understanding how this technology is going to be able to assist them, making sure that they feel comfortable even in their mindset. Maybe they're just unsure because they're not used to using so much technology that already they're kind of not adapting to it, but really building that foundation of giving them, you know, that ability to understand and also to feel comfortable to utilize it. So then it can make their day even easier as well with using and adapting to the technology.
Well, I can add on to that point, which is like really important, because when we talk about technology and digital transformation, what we talk about a lot is cost efficiency and differentiation. And we think that technology is the one that's going to solve that, which is totally wrong. That is so upside down. It's actually the people. That's what I'm saying, that we need the people. That is the key here in this process. The people is what's going to help you make it cost efficient. People is what's going to help you make it differentiate. Because like beside the first days I was talking about the resistance, the other part of change is sabotage. Because if you come to that point, well, as you touched on, Stephanie, is that if you get to sabotage, it doesn't matter how much you invest in the technology. It doesn't matter what type of course or training or education you provide. You're going to have an uphill battle that is going to be a trouble for the hotel, and you might end up, in the worst case scenario, have to scrap the whole process, which exactly. You have actually seen happen.
In many departments.
Exactly.
What would you say is great yet simple piece of advice that you can give any operator on the department level to help them help their team lean in, buy into the process, understand the benefits, look into the future? What is one tip that you can give them?
Well, first of all, you have to learn what you have. This is like, you know, no hotel takes an asset of what they have. You kind of get a little bit blindfolded by your people's resume and job description that they have. But often what we discover, not only like, is that there's so much more to people today, that they have skills that is outside. Like, here you can have probably in somebody at your hotel might be the biggest gamer that you know about, that they are, or programmer for that matter, and you don't know about it because you haven't taken the time. So that my first advice is, like, when you work with people, get to know them outside your resume, outside the job task they are set to do. But what values do they bring to the table that can add? And that doesn't, like I said, doesn't have to necessarily have to do with technology or the digital aspect, but values that can help enhance. Because what we see now with the new technology, when we come to AI, which is the hottest topic for the moment, is that we're going to start being able to personalize a whole lot more, which is also a popular topic. But to do that, you need your people on board. Get to know them, because once you know them, they will start knowing what you guests provide to the table. They will start knowing what the community provide to the table. And then you start adding values that's beyond the people, beyond the technology, and bring in something that's really unique for the hotel.
I love that. Yes. That's great.
I liked how you touched upon, too, of getting to know your employees outside of the typical tasks that are needed in the department or for the position, because you never know when it would be you'll need them. And then also, too, it's a great conversation piece to being able to get to know your employees even more. They came, you know, having my favorite is knowing the employees that have the math background, because then I'll be like, okay, we have this product, especially in housekeeping, and we need it for it to making sure that it's lasting us for the month. And then you're trying to do the math of figuring out how can I portionize it out, or what is going to be the equivalent for us to being able to get through of how many rooms we have occupied. And it's great being able to then say, I do not want to figure that out, but I have a great person that has great math background, and then they can be able to assist me. And then they're feeling part of the department, and also too being able to feel the value of their skill sets that are outside of hospitality or typical hospitality skills.
Well, I think that is a brilliant point, because when we look at the upcoming trend, particularly for 2024, and one thing that is important to me, one trend I'm working with, is something I call embedded hospitality. What does that mean? That means that you're working with your employees, you're working with your customers, you're working with your community on things that deals with co-creation, collaboration, co-distribution, co-marketing, co-production, co-funding. So that means that you are actually involving everybody so mm-hmm. that you can identify, because that's the key today, because we have to think as hotel outside the traditional box. Yeah, we're going to still provide the similar same service that the customers is used to, but we have to provide also alternative services today. And that's what where technology now comes into play. You have the people, now you have the technology that can add value. That's the key, adding value, so you can actually provide alternative services. That's what the Airbnb discovered. Like they didn't reinvent anything. They just took something that already existed, but added outside values and used the community to drive in additional value. And that's what we also have to do now with hotels, but we can do it in a whole different setting than what the Airbnb is, and add values so the customers have, we are no longer in the service industry, we are in the experience industry now. And so that when a customer is booking a hotel experience, they are actually booking the community experience, so that they are, they for all that, you can book a hotel room, but you also have booked the bicycle to the local grocery, you book the Uber to the airport, you book the excursion in the city or whatever it is, or the part of the event. But you are helping the customer in a whole new setting that can drive new revenue. That's key. Drives new revenue for the hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ari, what is your WTF walk the floors type of moment that you can share?
Well, I love particularly hotels that where the guests is considered more as partners or citizens of the world to work, sleep and play. I think that's a good description. And where the hotel use of digital transformation to make their DNA more human, as I said, working with people, being more personal and playful throughout the whole experience. And that's the whole travel experience before the booking and after the checked out. And that's where the technology today is really awesome, that they can use technology to transform how guests is sleeping, how they're working and relaxing. We have the apps, we have the tools, we have the service offers that we provide, and we have bold and colorful mobile apps today that can let guests check in, they can get the bills on the mobile app, they can open the door, control rooms, smart rooms, manage booking and more, and an experience section that is curated, that is key, by employees, will expand the journey into what I said, talked about the embedded hospitality, expanded outside to something that deals with co-creation, collaborations and everything, co-marketing and co-funding, anything you want today. And that's when you really achieve the personalized experience that we are so seeking to achieve today.
I love it. Awesome. Yes, I definitely have to say with the apps, a lot of it for the guest experience as well, but also too of how can you making those apps just not as your typical hotel check-in, but really being able to be involved in the community of the hotel while you're staying there.
Yeah, that's like showcase your community, not showcase just your hotel, showcase your community. And then you can take your employees, have an employee day outside a hotel, but the employees go out and experience the community in the shoes of like they was a customers. Let them have the full experience of the hotel to use the technology to book the rooms, to book, have the stay in the rooms, go outside and see, so they can come back and, hey, here was something I discovered while I was doing this that might we can implement to add more value for the customer. So you are working with the employees and the customer in a way that's going to add value to everybody. That's what I'm saying. The more you involve them, more than, because employees tend to, it's like they are like everybody else. You want to focus on what you're making or your income. But if you add values that's outside that make them feel valuable as a person, that's not going to be as important anymore. It's still going to be important, but not as important. And that's where we find a balance. That's why I say the digital transformation is about people and technology working in harmony towards value innovation, which deals with cost efficiency and differentiation.
Wonderful. Ari, thank you so much for bringing so much insight to our audience. I know they're going to find this not only intriguing, because we're looking at the digital transformation topic from a very different perspective, but also very enlightening. So we are very appreciative of you being here today and spending some time with us and with our audience, and we hope to see you soon.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having me also.
Thank you again. And where could our listeners and viewers be able to connect with you?
Well, they will find me, of course, on most social media channels. LinkedIn, of course, is one. And they just search for my name, Are, A-R-E. And my last name is Mork, M-O-R-C-H. Or they can also go to my website, which is my name, aremorch.com. That's where you will find all most of my information. I also have links there to my social media profiles.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks again for being on our show.
You're very welcome.